Hello, folks. It's your boy B Meads.
Chef Rockport.
It's your boy Hen Rocks.
Philly Cheese.
And we are the Coffee Squad.
The Coffee Squad. That's right. We're here to bring you all of your coffee related business.
As well as the unrelated, because remember, this is a podcast.
Yes, sir. We have joined the cast of pods here on our show, Mocha Pot Thoughts.
Clink it.
Thank you for joining us. I'm not talking to you, listener. No, I'm talking to our resident Viking.
The cameraman.
The cameraman.
Yes, sir. He joined us in our clink today. Again, thank you for joining in the clink.
Heyo,
indeed. So last episode, we spent time talking about gelato and affogato and Jimmy's. That's right, things like that. If you guys don't know the story behind it, please go back and listen to our last episode. Please catch up on all of your Mocha Pot Thoughts episodes. Very important to get your education on. Okay. This is educational, please.
You must know.
That's right. So today I was thinking, y'all, we could talk a little bit about something that everybody here in our lovely, lovely, lovely country of the United States of America can appreciate. And if you don't appreciate it, we can't be friends.
I'm talking about vegetarian.
No, that doesn't count.
Okay.
There's jackfruit out there.
Yeah.
Okay. There's green onions. There's corn. All types of things that can fit into this category. I'm talking about barbecue, y'all.
Barbecue.
Yes. Slow cooked, or you can grill or fast cook. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to do. I'm all about it. Chef Rockport gives a thumbs up to the grill.
The grill.
The grill.
I'm going to tell y'all right now that the onion come off the grill.
Mm-hmm.
You put like some butter and a big clove of garlic down in that thing. Ooh. And then you wrap it up with some foil and just stick it on the grill and just let it sit there and simmer, marinate in that foil while you cooking all your other wieners and steaks and ribs and everything. Then you come back 20, 30 minutes later to that ball of juicy, marinated onion. When you open it up, the onion just fall apart, man.
Mm-hmm. That's a game changer.
It just fall apart.
That's a game changer.
It's true. You can grill just about anything. Yeah. Honestly.
You can grill candy canes if you wanted to.
You know, I'm willing to try some grilled candy canes, man.
Yeah, I will.
Can you grill coffee, though?
You know. Challenge accepted.
That's right. But isn't coffee pretty much already roasted, though?
What if we experimented a little bit and got some green bean and tried to roast it on the grill? It might be gross, but it's worth a try. Worth a try, exactly.
And we gonna do it.
We might as well experiment, because also on last episode we talked about me experimenting with floats, so we might as well experiment with this coffee too.
Experiment with your floats, people. Just don't make that lemon tea float, though.
No.
Or the Sunny D.
No. But you can make yourself an affogato. So that's an espresso beverage. So it's one part gelato, one part espresso. Or you can switch it up and do coffee and ice cream. Whatever you want to do, whatever you have available to you. You know, it all works.
So barbecue, real quick, let's go around the circle. What is your favorite type of barbecue?
Barbecue
item?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So I am born and raised Texan.
Oh, man.
All right.
That's going to be a hard question for you.
Yeah. So I come from a beef state. So a lot of people out there have a problem with calling beef barbecue. And I say, damn that. Okay. I say give beef a fair shake on the grill. Because beef ribs, to me, they have a little more body than pork ribs, you know? I mean, I'm not talking just about size, obviously, but I mean, the flavor, it's got a little extra oomph in there, you know? Mm-hmm. So it does something special. I love some beef ribs, but I think brisket done right on the smoker is really good. I mean, you can have brisket all types of ways, mm-hmm. you know, just like I'm pretty sure, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, what is the sandwich that you eat? It comes with the Thousand Island dressing on pineapple. There. Did you just say pineapple?
What?
Resident Viking?
Resident, that wasn't flag. A safe word. You didn't need a safe word.
Flag on the play. All right. Unnecessary roughness over here. No, what is it? Is pastrami the word I'm looking for?
Reuben?
Yeah,
you see how Reuben? Close I was?
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're going for. Yeah. Pineapple pastrami. Okay. All right. Makes more sense. Gotcha. I believe.
Don't pause after the pineapple.
This is going to be a hungry episode because I'm going to tell y'all right now, B-Me's just hungry.
Yeah.
We talking about beef, ribs, pastrami. Oh, y'all are the worst. Go
ahead. Potatoes, tomatoes, yams, hams, hogs, dogs, mac.
Did you say yams?
Potatoes, salad, chicken, burgers, ramen.
You name it. Please. I must know. Did you say yams?
Yes. Funny. So yeah, I think pastrami? Pastrami is made from brisket, I believe. But I love brisket on the smoker, you know, done right, a good minimum 12 hours. You know, you got to get up when it's still dark out and then serve it when it's dark again.
Yeah. Now, that is something I can appreciate.
Slow and low, baby.
Hen Rocks, having worked at a barbecue joint and actually having to do a lot of things prep-wise in the house, the 12, 13 hours, he's not joking about that, folks. Yeah. You got to have patience to the craft of good barbecue, especially brisket and pulled pork.
Yes, sir. That's true. Philly cheese.
Well, barbecue is a little bit out of my scope of practice, but the only thing I could think of that I like that was barbecues, like a pulled pork sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, are we talking about barbecue or are we talking about like what's on the grill?
Listen, man, whatever you define that as. That's why I said earlier, so you can be grilled.
Yeah, because I tried.
Or barbecued.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Either one. I mean, people like to differentiate.
Like, I know Philly cheese. I know one thing. He's a hot dog fan.
Yeah, I love hot dogs. Hot dogs. For those.
But that's not what you call them.
Dog. Yeah, I call them hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Yeah. So if you like them grilled, hey, then that's what it is. Yeah. I made some grilled hot dogs today.
Yeah, most of my family.
I missed that.
Most of my family from Baltimore, Maryland. So that's how they say it. Hot dogs. They call it.
Up in B-more, they call it hot dogs.
Had me tripping. I'm like, man, what are you talking about, man? I don't see no dugs at night, man. Hot dugs.
So I pick on them every time I hear it.
Hen Rocks.
Moving on to me, man. Like I said, I haven't worked at that. Smokey Bones was the barbecue place that I did work at. I don't know, man. I don't even know if I got... Okay. I don't know if I got that item that I could just call out. I mean, I think it'd be a tie between brisket and pulled pork. Mm-hmm. But there's so many other items. Because I know if either smoking it or grilling it done right, put the right flavors in there, they're definitely second place contenders. But if I had to pick, it'd be literally a tie between either brisket or pulled pork.
My man.
Don't even need sauce. Well, what? If it's done right, it don't even need sauce.
Mm-hmm. You're right. So
it shouldn't need sauce.
There you go. That's correct. That's the correct terminology right there. I like that one. It shouldn't need sauce.
Yeah.
If I didn't have sauce, I'd be okay in eating it.
Yeah.
But I'm a firm believer that all barbecue needs sauce.
Yeah. Gotcha. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beer meats. So if we're talking barbecue, I might have to go with St. Louis style ribs.
Mm.
But they gotta be cooked right to where they fall off the bone. I can't have no chew, whereas you gotta struggle to pull it off the bone, man. It gotta fall right off the bone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
if that's barbecue. And then if we're talking about off the grill, period, I got a soft spot for steaks, man. And the ribeye, that ribeye steak.
Like butter.
The ribeye steak, man.
Ooh-wee.
Ribeye steak.
Yeah, you just made me hungry. Hit Rock is hungry now.
I'm hungry, man. Yeah, well, I mean, we hit a
ribeye steak medium.
Sounds like a blood sugar issue.
That's it sounds like a punk band, ribeye steak medium. Oh.
Resident Viking.
Resident Viking.
All right. So, if we're speaking off the grill, I would say mine would be pineapple. Because that's more of a treat rather than just something you have daily. So it's like once in a while type thing. And nice taste.
I love grilled pineapple. Mm-hmm. I love grilled fruits in general. I made this, I don't know who I was here for that, but I made some grilled pears one time.
I remember that. Me and him.
Okay, yeah. That's right.
Him rocks and Resident Viking. I'm sitting here pointing, but this is a podcast. So yeah. My
can you guys see him?
Can you see the point?
Yeah, so
that beer down.
That was a couple years ago. Yeah, so I made some smoked pears. Mm-hmm. They were marinated in some brown sugar, cinnamon, vanilla, something I can't remember what, some salt, and then I had made some amaretto whipped cream to go with it. Put that on top. A little mint on top.
I want to try some of that with some ice cream.
Yeah, it's good with ice cream.
Man, listen, that right there, that'll make you.
To let you know how good
your grandma.
To let you know how good it was, folks. Last episode, I had a thing against pears. The pear was the first thing going off that plate.
We talking about Rockport though. That was Rockport, the chef, baby. He gonna take something that you don't like. You know what I'm saying? And throw a little zing zang on it, and you're gonna be like, oh my god, I can't believe, you know what I'm saying? This dude made some barbecue Cheez-Its, and them things was delicious. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna have to change from pineapple to pear. You triggered my
memory. Were they smoked Cheez-Its or were they grilled?
Ask Rockport how he would do it, and then I'm telling you, if it was something that you didn't care for. We gonna put the zing zang.
I'm making my mission to try and find a way that somebody can eat something.
Yeah.
The rule, my peoples, with Rockport the chef is don't ever stand around him and say you don't like something. You know what I'm saying? Until you know for certain that you've tried it, and especially if you tried his version. So don't ever say, you know what I'm saying? Because he'll ask you, yeah, man, have you ever had a such and such sandwich? And you'd be like, I don't know if I get down with that. And he'd be like, nope, that's unacceptable. Like, you don't say that around me. So now I am challenged.
Right? You must try now.
You must try this.
So, like, yeah, I'm going to need you to cut the carbs. You season on them right now.
If I stand here and I say, I don't really do pears like that, he's like, oh, okay, I'm going to make you a barbecue pear sandwich and you're going to eat it and you're going to love it. Yeah. And I'd be like, I can't believe I'm sitting here eating a barbecue pear sandwich.
I gotta question my whole life choices.
This is my fourth serving.
Barbecue pear sliders for everybody.
Oh man, yeah.
Dipping them in ranch.
Hold on, no.
You lost me.
Yeah, but I do try my best to experiment all the time. And when people tell me they don't like something, I'm like, okay, let's see if we can find the right way to have it. You know, to see what we can find, you know, because myself, that was kind of how I taught myself to cook. Because coming up, I hated most vegetables. I hated tomatoes. I hated peppers. I hated mushrooms. I hated onions. It was like I started cooking. I forced myself. You know, one of the first things I made was these like arborio rice balls. So arborio rice is like a round kind of rice thing, kind of like sushi rice.
Okay.
And so I made some. What's the word I'm looking for? It's the, oh my goodness. Anyway, so I made this risotto. There we go. Yeah, I made this risotto.
He got it. He caught it.
I made this risotto, put a ton of mushrooms in there. Like, I was cutting the mushrooms and, like, almost gagging. I was like, this is not going to be good. But I cut them into little tiny squares and put it in the risotto. And then I made some, like, ground beef, put that in the middle, covered in the rice, deep fried it. You know, anything deep fried is going to be good. I love this stuff. I'll tell you what. That right there changed my mind about mushrooms, you know, that day. Because the flavor of mushroom was there. That was my main thing. It wasn't about the texture. It was about the flavor of mushroom.
Yeah.
You know, I know, you, it's a texture thing.
Yeah. And so for me, it's like with mushrooms, you got to be sparingly with me, man. I can't go crazy with the mushroom because the flavor, if it's overwhelming, I'm like, nah, Jack, you can go ahead.
Well.
Cancel that.
Well, here's the thing. Remember that one time you came over here and I made some ramen. It was some Japanese ramen. That's what it was. And was it soba noodles? Udon. I made the udon.
Up until then, I did not like udon. And now udon is my friend.
I still have the photo up. It was clean.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if we can post that on our social media for them to see.
Yeah, that's why you Rockport the Chef, man. Because, you know, it's not too many people that I trust on the grill and on the stove. You know what I'm saying? But you have not failed me, so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'd like to see you experiment with squid.
Squid? Yeah. I'm willing to try. Yeah.
I feel like that would be interesting.
Yeah. Get us some squid ink noodles going. Okay. I make a lot of noodles.
Yeah. Hold up, man. Squid ink, though?
Yeah. I'd be willing to try that. Yeah.
Cut the carbs, bro.
Listen, way too many carbs.
Listen, you tripping right now. It's seasonal. You're tripping.
Listen, I can make you some noodles with low carb. I can figure that out. I can figure it out.
There you go. All right.
I'm happy.
Yeah. Or I'll go heavy on the butter and bacon on the squid.
Oh, yeah.
I'll figure that out. Okay. Yeah. but look, just so we can, we're talking a lot about taste. I have a little cup here of some coffee flavored barbecue sauce. I love putting coffee on barbecue because it's very bitter. When you barbecue stuff, the smoke gets in there, and something about the smoke reacting with the bitterness of the coffee. You can do dry coffee or make like a coffee barbecue sauce. It goes amazing together. So since we're the coffee squad, I was trying to keep some kind of coffee barbecue in the house. You know, get us a taste, man. Just kind of
how I'm supposed to eat it.
Just
man.
Just swipe a finger
put
right there.
Put some in your coffee cup.
Put it in a cup. Do I need to get toothpicks for everybody?
Yeah.
Look right there. There's toothpicks right there in that green thing.
Yeah. So toothpick it.
Exactly. So while we're trying this out, I'll refer back to a time that me and B Meach and another Coffee Squad member, we jumped on to a show called Two Hots. And it's basically, it's formatted after another very, very popular show called The Hot Ones. But with this format, it's all about nerding and gaming and stuff like that. So all the questions are kind of angled that way. So since we were guests on that show, we found it appropriate for me to go ahead and make up a hot sauce to bring there. So I made a coffee chipotle-based sauce. That's not the one that we're having right now. This is just plain bar.
Right.
But you know, just trying, like I said, trying to experiment. I made that one up on the fly. I made a coffee syrup from French press coffee, reduced it down, combined with a whole bunch of chipotles and a couple other peppers to spice it up because chipotle's not that hot, but I wanted it to be kind of spicy. So this one's not really spicy.
That's good, man. It's enough to make your feet fat. I like it. You know what I'm saying? I might need an insulin shot afterwards. That's good.
I would like it to be grilled on a steak, on a ribeye, you know, bone-in ribeye, so you get a little piece of that filet on there, you know.
Yeah, this
grill that sauce on there real good to a nice caramel crisp, and you know, leave the inside paint, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, I would hope.
Hope you ain't getting a ribeye hockey puck.
Yeah, you need to beat someone over the head with that hockey puck if you serve it to me.
I'm going to snap it to him, a hat trick for all my hockey players.
Absolutely.
Put a jimmy on it.
Oh, man.
They're not be scared.
So that's a good sauce.
Yeah.
I think so.
This weekend, I went to this big festival here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Comes up once a year. I went to it maybe 3 years ago. It was hosted at a different location. This year it was hosted right outside the Panther Stadium, Bank of America Stadium. It's the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival.
Mm-hmm.
This festival is made solely for me. Just so you guys know, it was invented with me in mind. They saw my birth and said, you know, what would make this guy happy in 20-something plus years? Right? So that's what they came up with.
They got psychics out here making festivals?
It's true. Yeah. Exactly. they predicted where I was going to be.
That's some fantastic technology. That's some Minority Report stuff.
Yeah, and also one pleasure that I had while I was there, I ran into another squad member. Someone at this
rocks.
That's right. Yeah, someone at this very table. Yeah,
I was there.
Yeah, I didn't even know he was going to be there.
Yeah, like just literally on the fly, just stand in line, look over. Oi!
Yeah, I. By the time I saw Henrocks, I was. I had already been there for 2.5 hours because I got the. We went VIP, so I got.
Are you there noon?
Yep, I was there at noon. They had general admission at 2, so by the time 2 came around, I felt like I'd been drinking straight bourbon for 2 hours.
Steph, how you feel about this, about how they go to a situation like this and they don't come back with no spoils?
A little offended.
No spoils of war or nothing, you know what I'm saying? No spoilage.
At least a pineapple.
No treasure. They come back with no treasure.
Excuse me.
Oh, my treasure in my car.
We have treasured stories.
Oh.
I have the only treasure they let me leave with, which was the gift backpack and the serving glass.
Yeah, I think I got a koozie and 2 stickers.
Yeah, see, so we do have spoils, but who's gonna care about a sticker here?
It's true.
I didn't get to go. I had to work, so I don't get to enjoy what I left with as far as spoils. Until I get paid in the hours that I accumulated at my job. Anyway.
But now that you brought that up, did you have a list of, I guess you'd say, distilleries and things that you enjoyed there that you were sampling?
So Bullet was there. That was pretty much the biggest name that was there. I've loved Bullet for a long time. I actually tried it once as just kind of an experiment. And just kind of grab something off the shelf, and then it just so happened to blow up years later, you know? They had Dickel Rye there. Wait, they... listen, I'm not
that's
making that
good names. Carbs, bro.
Hey, I'm about to say, hey, we didn't name it.
Yeah, that's just the name of the place. But, I mean, there is a ton of local places. There was Quiet Man. Mm-hmm. They're pretty good. But one that really, really stuck out to me was PB&W. Hey. I don't know where they're from. Should look that up, but PB&W stands for peanut butter and whiskey. I was very excited when I saw that place because they had all types of cocktails they were whipping up there, and I saw Cheerwine, I saw Coke, and I saw Grape Crush. And so I thought to myself, grape soda and peanut butter whiskey. Chef Rockport got to get on that
peanut butter and jelly sandwich in your serving glass.
Yeah, come on, man.
Come on, America.
I mean.
I bet your doo-doo was green that day.
There wasn't even no holding back either. One of those, oh, I got 30 seconds left. One of those. Starting 25 seconds ago. It's counting down.
Yeah, man. But that peanut butter whiskey was amazing. And I kind of want to just steal their idea. I'm just going to start mixing my whiskey with peanut butter.
Down the drain.
Down the drain. Exactly.
Oh. Like Sunny D,
I hope we don't end up with curdled peanut butter whiskey. Like I on my list, it did include Quiet Man. Rebel Yell was actually really, really good.
I got some Rebel Yell in the closet right now.
See, that lets you know they're really, really good.
Yeah.
Old Nick, Old Smokey. There's a lot of olds out here.
It's right? True.
Yeah.
There ain't no old Jimmy's, dude.
Nah, the Jimmy's is new at this table. We young round here.
Right. And Contradiction. Contradiction was actually the very first one that my group tried when we got at Bank of America Stadium.
Was that the one on the very left as soon as you walk in? The one that was serving old fashions?
Yeah.
That was magnificent.
Yes.
An old fashioned, if you've never had it, it is kind of a test of your bartending abilities as well as the whiskey that you're using, because it really highlights the whiskey, but changes the flavor, like just enough for you to notice, you know, turns it into a cocktail. So it's going to be whiskey, traditionally rye whiskey. It's going to be a sugar cube, some orange peel, and bitters. I believe that's it. Sometimes they put in
cherry.
Yeah, cherry. Sometimes they put in what is that? That funky old timey wine. Sometimes they put it. It's like a spirited wine. I can't remember what it's called, but I think they put in like a cosmopolitan or something. I don't know. But
vermouth.
Vermouth. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes they put vermouth in there.
And also, I've heard sometimes. I don't agree with it, but soda water added as well. It's called an old fashioned, not a new fashion.
Thank you. I'll take a new fashion on the next drink.
All right.
Let me just get my old fashioned. But I've had different flavored old fashioned. Mm-hmm. But contradiction was amazing.
Yes.
I agree to that. That one, I think that one is probably like my number one or number two from the beer, bourbon, and barbecue fest.
And outside the distilleries, the food, I'm telling y'all, next time North Carolina holds one, y'all got to get out here and try it. Because even if you don't drink, you will get fed.
Mm-hmm.
You will get fed. I'm surprised my gut didn't explode. I'll put it like that. I had probably about 3 barbecue sandwiches, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, I am getting those VIP plates, man. I went to one place and they gave you like everything. They had all 4 meats on there on the same plate. I was like, all right, well, I'm gonna have to get 4 different barbecue sauces on here too.
Rock pork. Yeah. You don't ever get 4 meats.
Hey man, listen. I appreciate the reference. We had a barbecue festival. I mess around, leave with a plate of 8 meats.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Wouldn't tell nobody else that.
Rockport.
Would you have anything else that you might want to tell the people before we wrap this thing up?
Yeah, man. Hey, listen. You got your meat in your hand? Smoke it.
Listen. For real?
No, wait.
We talk about barbecue, right, man. Look.
Yo. Meat on the grill.
Yes, that's what I said.
Jesus,
yeah, I guess that's...
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, bro? Do you have anything else you want to say to the people? Let's not say it in the hand, though. Don't hand it to
him.
Brand it to him, baby.
Pears over pineapple.
All right.
What I would like to say is, you know, it's all about, you know, international delight. You know what I'm saying? Put it in your cup. Add the coffee. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to coffee your cream. You know what I'm saying? What you got to say?
Be open and willing to experiment. You never know what flavors would love each other. Because like we said, we came out with a coffee flavor barbecue sauce.
And Philly cheese.
All y'all need to cut the carbs. Because y'all are tripping. You need to put the beer down. Y'all are tripping, man. But don't trip. Just take a sip.
Amen. And you can find us, the Coffee Squad, on all social medias. YouTube, Coffee Squad 3Es. Facebook, Coffee Squad 3Es. Let's see. Twitter, at The Coffee Squad. Instagram, at The Coffee Squad _. Hey, we make sure you get that 3E, because if you don't, you ain't going to find us. You'll be lost. Don't be lost.
Man, you sounded parched.
Huh?
You sounded parched. Sound like we need to get that pot
going. Yeah, because I'm running a little dry.
Yeah,
This cup is empty.
I probably need to go ahead and get some water with some balanced pH in it. Probably about around 9.5. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man,
clink yourself.
Don't be premature.
Oh, my God.
He prematurely clinked. I can't believe he did.
Wow.
This is an outtake. Now,
good thing
my cup is empty.
So is mine.
All right, let's go ahead and refill it up.
Let's crank up that mocha pot.
We'll see y'all next time. Clinky!
furniture clinking, man. Come on.
I slipped.
At least you ain't tripping.
A little bit of both.